There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Alexa is looking for a second date update with this guy named Ben. Hey, Alexa.
Hey, guys.
There she is. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. I'm hoping that you guys can help me out.
Well, we'll try. Let's start from the beginning. If you'd take us from when you met Ben to how that first date went, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah. So I met Ben on Tinder, and I really like him. We only hooked up once, but it was, you know, a lot of fun, and I really thought that we clicked in a lot of different ways. And usually, like, when I do use Tinder, it's not a lot, but it's, like, usually, like, late at night, and we meet up and, like, hang out for some time, like, just a little bit, and then I'm kind of like, whatever happens, happens, you know? And I don't usually spend a lot of time with the guy that I've met. But with Ben, it was like so different, you know? We met at Tin Roof and we had a couple of drinks. And then we went down to Holy Grail for a few more drinks. And then we ordered some food. And, you know, I was really enjoying his company and not really in a hurry to, like, get out of there like I normally am with people. And all of this actually was after a Bengals game. So us hanging out was starting to get really, really late. And eventually we head back to his place and I had a really great day. And it seemed like he had a really good time, too. And kind of bummed out that I haven't heard, like, anything from him.
So I just want to make sure I understand. You met him on Tinder, but you met him at Tin Roof and the Holy Grail in person after a Bengals game that you did not attend together?
Correct.
All right. And then you spent the night at his place?
Mm-hmm.
And then how was it when you left his place?
I thought it was fine, you know, like he said he wanted to see me again, that we'd talk within the next few days because we have like some stuff going on. So I was like, oh, okay, that sounds awesome to me. Because I don't usually, like, get clingy or anything. I'm usually, like, when I'm done with a guy, I'm just done. You know, I don't need any explanation or anything like that. I'm just like, okay, bye, and never talk to the person again.
Right.
But with this, like, it was just really different.
So he said he would talk to you in a few days. About how many days has it been?
Almost 2 weeks.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. You've been festering. It's been festering, hasn't it? Just eating at you. Got to know what the heck is going on.
Exactly.
I mean, we hate to see you go through that on one hand. On the other hand, that's kind of what keeps Second Date Update alive. So with that, we'll just take the break and we'll call him when we come back. See what's up with Ben and what he has to say about Alexa. Is that cool with you?
Sounds great, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. You got it. Hang on. All right. Here it is with Alexa and Ben in a nutshell. They met on Tinder. And they finally met up in person at Tin Roof after a Bengals game. Led to the Holy Grail, and she ended up spending the night at his place. So obviously they had some pretty great chemistry that day and evening, and when she left his place the next morning, he said, I'll talk to you in a few days. I'm going to be busy. I got some stuff coming up, but it's been now 2 weeks, and it's eating at her, bugging her. So unless there's any other important detail that we left out, Alexa, we're just going to go ahead and call this guy. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How you doing this morning?
Jeff and Jen.
Yes, sir. Is this a bad time?
No. Well, the second date update?
It is indeed. The second date update. And you already said it wasn't a bad time, so you can talk, right?
Sorry, sucker, you're in it.
That's why I asked you ahead of time. Is this a bad time? No. Oh, wait, it's a second date update.
Okay, I'm not sure how good of an idea this is, but I will play.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Thanks.
This is actually about Alexa, who we understand you met on Tinder, and I think you guys got together after a Bengals game at Tin Roof and made your way to Holy Grail. And
yeah.
Okay. Now, one thing that she did say, she said that you said you had some stuff coming up and you might be tied up for a few days. So I don't want you to misunderstand and think that she's being clingy or anything, but it's our understanding it's been a couple of weeks now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You did say you'd be back in touch. You got something else going on. She just wants to know one way or another. You in or you're out? What's going on?
Well, after we got back to my place and we were there for a while, she just casually mentioned that she had an ex in jail. And I asked her what for, and she said it was for drugs. Apparently he'd been a small-time pot dealer, at least according to her. And, you know, she went on and on about what a bad decision it was for her to date that guy. And, you know, she was just so glad she got out of that relationship and that it had been months since she talked to him. Well, I did some poking around and found out that, he was in jail for drugs and attempted murder.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, that's enough of that.
It gets worse. I mean, and the guy he tried to kill was the guy that she started dating after they had broken up.
Ah.
What the f***? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've been a nervous wreck since I found that out, and I've been trying to distance myself from this whole situation.
Gotcha.
I don't want him finding out anything about me. So I'm only talking to you, so she'll stop calling me now, and I have you all as witnesses, you know, in case I end up in a ditch or disappear without a trace or something.
Wow.
What the heck?
Knock on her door first. You know, luckily he's got a few years to go before he's out on parole and taking any chance. I'm not taking any chances on this one.
Yeah,
no thanks.
But you have not received any direct threats as of now,
correct? I don't plan on it, and I don't plan on it.
Right, okay. You still here with us, Alexa?
I am, and I think you're really making a big deal out of nothing, honestly.
Really?
He wasn't trying to kill anybody. He saw me with another guy, got pissed, and hit him a couple times. That's it.
With a shovel. He hit him in the head with a shovel multiple times.
Oh, jeez.
The guy has brain damage and wears a diaper. No way. That is off the charts. I'm out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez. He's gone. Alexa, I'm fascinated how you minimize hitting a guy with a shovel a couple of times to the point where it does permanent damage like that.
Well, there's some debate on whether or not he started it and what role he played in escalating the whole situation.
Wow.
Yeah, that's scary stuff.
That's pretty heavy.
It is heavy.
So are you in contact with him now?
With my ex?
Yeah.
No.
And so what about this other guy that Ben said that you had seen him or you were dating him, or what was the story with you and this other guy?
The one that is in jail?
No, the guy that took the hit from the shovel.
Oh, well, we had gone out like once or twice, so.
You weren't in a relationship with him?
No.
Mm.
This is another situation, though. Like Jen always asks, like, when do you have to reveal what
when? Do you tell?
Like, when do you tell a potential new boyfriend what happened in your past with an ex-boyfriend when it's a situation like this?
Well, this other guy probably would have appreciated an earlier heads up than what he got.
Yeah. Well, who knows what he had? He might, at that time, the guy was just a small-time pod dealer. You know, he wasn't a...
Right.
I would be so tempted, I think, if I found myself in a situation similar to this, packing my bags and just moving somewhere else and starting over.
Yeah. Which is hard, though, because you have roots in Cincinnati.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't come back and visit.
I don't know.
This guy ever turn his anger on you, Alexa?
No. No. That's why it was so, that was why it was so strange, because, like, I wasn't even around when the whole situation started. So I don't really know. I didn't know what happened.
Mm. You didn't witness it.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow. So the time he served related to the drug charges and the time he's serving for attempted murder, were those two separate prison sentences? These were two separate things. One had nothing to do with the other, to your knowledge?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Why did you and the prison dude break up anyway?
It just wasn't working out. And he seemed totally fine when we ended our relationship, so... I don't know if that whole situation had anything to do with me. I really don't think it did.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, Alexa, we do wish you the best of luck, and we thank you for coming on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, you got it. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
All right. You need help with the second date update? Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.